and I got tired of that and started eating green apples.
I see.
I reckon they never killed anybody. They'd give a kid a tummy ache sometime. But they have always eaten them. I never cared for green apples. I wanted the ripe ones. Huh?
That's so sour.
The green ones make good pies, huh? But they were pure sweet and flavor them good. And they're pretty good pie.
When somebody would get out of childhood and become interested in boys, and he might, a girl might have a boy pay some attention to her, you'd say, well, I think he's what?
He struck on her. Or she struck on him, whichever case might be.
If he asks her to go out with him, you'd say, well, he's... I think now he's what?
How was that?
If after they're struck on each other and he asks her to go out with him, you say, well, I think he's what? Is he courting?
Yeah, courting or dating or keeping company or something company. Like a different expression. Mm-hmm. I think she called it courting now.
She would be known then as
his girlfriend or sweetheart or something like that. You know, different terms. That
he would be known as her boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah. They still use that expression. I hear the youngsters using it some.
When you were a girl, did you have any funny terms for kissing? Any kind of peculiar terms?
With which?
A little joke. Joking terms for the word kissing?
Why do they call it bussing?
Bussing.
The boys call it bussing.
Nice. And did you go to dances or hoedowns? Or,
yes. We'd go.
What kind of
dances? Square dances, you know.
I see.
Then they'd have plays, you know, snap. Two would hold it, stand up and on hold. Put the hand on each other's shoulders, and somebody else would snap, somebody else would run around them, you know. And they got caught.
Why
they had to sit down then.
I see. And if a young man asks a young girl to marry him, and she says no, everybody says, oh, I hear that she what?
Jilted him.
Jilted him? But suppose she says yes. And then they say, well, I hear they're going to be...
Going to get married, going to get double harness.
Double harness?
And I heard that expression
that's
used
wonderful.
By getting married, yeah. Double harness.
Then what would you call the people who stood up with them at the ceremony when they got at the wedding?
Well, they had attendants or... Oh, you know, that's what they have them called. I hear they have in they have church weddings, you know, hold up. Well, they have the best man and the bridesmaid and the maid of honor, matron of honor, things like that. I've never been to one or two church weddings. I wanted to be married in church, but we didn't work around, right? So we just went ahead and married anyway.
I've heard that the bridesmaid and the bridegroom used to be called waiters or waitsmen. Did you ever hear that?
Well, I guess I have. I've heard different things about it.
And after the wedding, did you ever hear anybody being given a very noisy celebration?
Yes.